Hello, 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 and welcome back to the pizza party. This is Matt Peterson. I got Caitlin Morrison across from me.
Thank you for the introduction, Matt.
You're welcome. The hellos were like a little bit aggressive, but that's okay.
You know what? It's waking us up.
Yeah, I think it's all part of the brand. Welcome back to Pizza Party, your place to come and get a little bit of slice of entertainment news.
A slice of life.
Yeah, a slice of just life in general. We're here to just kind of be your co-partners, your helping hand,
your fellow
pizza delivery eaters. Men,
oh, I like
women.
That.
Yeah, we're your pizza delivery.
That's kind of fun.
We could have. Oh, she just had a nice voice crack, which my voice is kind of back from the last one. Remember how bad my voice was last time?
I do remember that.
That was very bad. This is also a very exciting pizza party because Caitlin actually just had her first slice of pizza in a very long time because you're vegan.
I went vegan for 2 weeks.
Yeah, which I'm very proud of you for.
Me too.
No, seriously.
I mean, out of all my diets that I've done in my life, mm-hmm. I've actually stuck with this one, I feel like, more so than any of the other ones, even though it literally was 14 days total.
But here's the thing. I'm part of me, and I feel guilty because I'm obviously the one encouraging this. You know, I'm here with her eating a slice of pizza.
I know.
So it is my fault. But have you ever heard the thing that it takes 21 days to break a habit?
Oh.
So you're almost there. Like, I feel like if you would have
21 days?
Yeah, that's like a thing.
2 weeks. That's why I did two.
No, it's like a proven thing.
Like, no.
Yeah, like 21
so
days.
So in this moment right now, I just broke everything.
Yeah, you kind of did. I'm sorry. But we had like a long discussion beforehand. She was ready. You were ready. You did 2 weeks.
Yes, exactly.
But,
and honestly, I still feel like I will stay somewhat true. Or like just be more conscious.
Yeah,
what
which
I'm
is
eating.
What's important. And that's why you did it. It's not like...
Yeah, not a forever thing.
Yeah, I had 2 vegan cookies last night, so I'm super healthy right now.
You know what? That's good.
Yeah, you know, I'm definitely trying.
A little almond flour, getting those nuts, a healthy...
It was so good. I went into Whole Foods.
Dark chocolate chips.
No, I was in Whole Foods, and I'm like, I'm not going to get a cookie. So I got my meal, and then I was still hungry, so I went back for soup. Ooh. I was still hungry, and I like... My stomach just was telling me I needed the cookie. So I got the vegan one, even though that doesn't make it healthier. Like, I don't know why it's this mindset that everyone in the world has that it's like, if it's a vegan cookie, it's healthy.
If it's organic.
Spoiler alert, it's not. It's still just as bad for you.
Spoiler alert.
But it's fine. How has your week been? What we decided was that our first segment is kind of the pizza party, pity mm-hmm. party. Is there anything you need to get off your chest? Like, anything that's holding on to you?
Ugh.
We also did zero prep before this.
Yeah, we did.
Which is, like, a good thing, because I have no idea what you're about to spew out,
no,
you know?
No, no, no. And I really, really do like that, because it's completely off the cuff.
Yeah. Like, you know? There is no holding back.
No
like,
filter.
I'm your delivery man that you need to vent to. Let's hear it.
Wow. Well, I feel like this week has been a little bit rough, to be honest.
Okay.
I feel like there's a lot to get off my chest, but I don't know what exactly I want to start with. I think mostly just people in general.
Yeah.
Not that that always isn't what I'm thinking, but I think people just, this week in particular, I've had a lot of interesting friend things going on.
Okay.
And I mean, everything's okay now, but just a lot of like pressure and like basically people growing up and changing. And I think that's been like weighing on my shoulders a lot. And I think it's a really healthy thing to talk about, but the fact that, like, we're 20 and we're growing up, we're, like, passing this new phase in our lives, and we kind of are, like, readjusting to the idea of, like, adulthood and not being a kid, and I don't know,
yeah,
it's just been really on my mind.
Midlife crises are a real thing, even at the age of 20, but you know what?
They
that
are.
Is what food is for. Like,
yes.
That, to me, food, like, just
can
eating a slice of pizza, cheers.
Ooh, a greasy one.
For real, yeah, that was pretty greasy. But honestly, that's what it's for, and I think that's the best part. And I honestly find so much comfort in eating food. It's sad, but amazing.
It's not sad. I mean, it's
also
the simple pleasures of
life. I also had a vegan pizza that I meant to tell you about. Have you had it from Meads?
Oh, Meads!
It's so good.
Oh my gosh, I love that place.
It's hummus, and it doesn't even have cheese on it or anything. But I almost brought that pizza today because that's literally my favorite thing
Matt,
ever.
If you brought
I know,
that
but
pizza.
It's kind of like a single type of thing. It's like a solo, so I didn't really want to have to share.
So you made me break my veganism.
I know, I'm sorry.
To do this right now, and you could have brought me a vegan pizza.
I'm
it's
sorry.
Fine. I'm over it.
No, I really am sorry. It's that really was my fault. I apologize. But you know what? What are you going to do?
What's on your mind?
Well, honestly, what's on my mind, I just kind of want to get into the entertainment part of this shenanigans, if you're down.
Can you throw some entertainment flame at me?
Yeah, I'm ready. So I'm opening the entertainment box of pizza, and it's looking pretty freaking greasy right now, but it looks pretty good. Kim Kardashian just announced her new little app, actually. So basically what it is you know, like when you're scrolling through Instagram and you see someone and they look cool and you want what they're wearing? Yes. What you do is you screenshot it. The app automatically like knows that you screenshot in Instagram, and it helps you find the clothes that the people are wearing.
Are you serious?
Yeah, how crazy is that?
Wait, I want that.
I know.
What? And why is she creating this? She already has
enough money. I know, but honestly, it's like things like that. It's so genius.
I love that. She's a genius.
It's honestly actually genius. Because it's like, so, excited. And it can be from anything. She even said it could be like an old movie, anything. Like,
really?
This app will help you find
something
clothes.
Something similar or that exact item?
Well, if they can find it, it'll be the exact item. So you have a black t-shirt on right now.
Yes.
If I screenshotted it, you posted it on Instagram. Where'd you get that from?
No way. Where did I get this from? I'm going to say M. Fredericks.
Okay, I have no idea what that is, but it would give me something that's similar to that.
Okay. Okay.
So maybe it would find the exact thing. Like, I have a Lululemon shirt on. It would probably be able to, like...
Like, find that exact...
Yes. Like, it would be like, style? Oh, this is a Metal Tech, Lululemon, whatever, and, like,
when
come
you know
up.
Exactly. Yeah. The lingo.
You know, but that's what it is. So I think that's super cool.
That's really awesome. Honestly, there have been so many times where I've looked through Instagram and I've wanted people's outfits. Maybe it'll help me with my style.
Yeah, you know, it could. And the other thing, we've talked about this too, but when it comes to style, I want someone to create an app that makes it easy to rent clothes.
Yes.
So you don't have to buy them.
Why don't you create it?
I don't know how to do that, but maybe one day.
But take the idea to someone? I don't know.
It's just
That's
like
a great idea.
Renting good clothes, though. Like that you want to wear if you're going to go film a video. If you even want to just wear out to dinner and take a freaking Instagram in it and never want it again. I don't want to drop $200 on a t-shirt and jeans. If I just will wear it one time.
I get that. You know what would be cool? If, like, on the app, they had sections of different styles. So, like, let's say you're more
trendy,
hipster
or
whatever. Yeah. They have a hipster collection.
Yeah.
Or
and
like
it also
business.
Lets you try things on.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, rent the runway.
You keep saying that.
I say that,
you say
but
it every time.
Think,
I'm not trying to wear a ball gown.
I know.
I've literally brought this up so many times, and she's always like, rent the runway. But no, you literally can rent prom dresses from there.
I mean, every day. I'm not done with what I was going to say.
Okay.
I do know it's not everyday clothes. But what they do is they send you multiple sizes. So, I mean, like, maybe if there was an app that would send you at least multiple of, like, outfit options
that
way you're getting like something that you'll like just because you can't try it on before.
I get that.
I don't know, but it's
maybe
that
I'll just send this podcast out to some company and they can either A, sponsor us, or B, create the app for us.
I am down. Patent right now.
Yeah, true. Actually, yeah, maybe this like shouldn't even be posted because it is a good idea.
Yeah.
But it's like the execution. I don't even know how people make apps. It's so confusing to me.
It's a lot more complicated, I feel than people think.
I just built my first website, like the actual building of the website.
Are you done with it?
Not like it was for a class, so it's not mine.
Oh, okay.
But I had no idea that so much goes into it.
Yeah.
Luckily, one of my friends was a graphic designer, and so they were doing all that stuff. But I was like, I have no idea how
people
you don't
do
even,
that all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Encoding the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, I built my own website this summer, and I know it took me like a couple months, and I kept saying like, I'm gonna do it, but I seriously worked so hard on it because it took so long.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's insane how long it takes. Speaking of a long process and something that you have to wait a long time for, this Friday the wait is finally over. Taylor Swift's new album Reputation will be out.
Yes!
What are your thoughts?
My thoughts on this? I am so excited.
Are you?
Yes!
You are excited. No,
oh
I just
gosh.
Wanted to know. I didn't know.
No sarcasm. I love her music.
But
are
like,
you?
No, I am. I'm mixed feelings.
I get that vibe from you right now.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings. I am very excited. Will I be listening to this album for the next year? 100%. Will I drive around, sing every word? 100%.
100%.
But I don't like to admit my love for Taylor Swift. I don't know why.
I know. We talk about this.
Because I don't know. But then she does things like today she just announced that she had brought all these fans. She like handpicked 500 fans Whoa. To come and secretly listen to her album with her. And that's like super cool. So I respect that.
Yeah.
But then there's certain things that she does and it just irks me. It's just the whole thing.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Tell me about it.
I don't even know. I don't know what else. I just think it's like she doesn't speak up about political issues or just like, and I'm not trying to talk about political things on here either because this is just a pizza party, you know, having a good time. I just think if you have a big platform, some things happen in the world, you should speak on them. That's all I think.
I do get that for sure.
Yeah.
But like playing devil's advocate, I feel like it just depends because you want to be there for all of your fans, you know, and you don't want, not even because it's a selfish thing, but because you want all of your fans to feel like they can relate to you.
Totally.
And you're there for all of them. You don't want to single people out and make them feel like you don't support them and they can't support you anymore.
I guess it's not even as political as it is something as simple as like Las Vegas posting. Like
Shout out
to or like
people.
Donating or something. Like,
right.
I feel like everything she does is super, like, I don't know.
But in fairness to her, another devil's advocate, just because I love Taylor Swift.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Is that
she could be donating secretly.
She does donate secretly. Okay. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, she does so much charity work. It's ridiculous. And, like, she doesn't post about it because she doesn't want...
True, you don't need to be posting. Exactly. True.
So you could look at it two ways. Like, promote them because you have a big platform, which might be really good. Or, like, don't do that at all because you want to do it out of the goodness of your heart.
True.
And not to show your fans that you're doing good things.
True.
You know?
And, I mean, I'm stoked on the album. And to be honest, I went so far back on my word because when I first heard Look What You Made Me Do... I was like, this is legitimately the worst song I've ever heard in my entire life.
I remember your post on Instagram
I was going crazy. I think this is the first time I've publicly announced that I actually do love this song because I went so hard about how much I hated it.
I know.
I literally posted like a 10-minute Instagram story saying how much I hated it.
No, I remember clicking through it.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Sorry. You didn't even watch it. No, but seriously, but I really do, and like, I don't know, I'm down for the album. She always, one thing I will give her is she's a lyrical genius.
Right, absolutely.
Like, legitimately a lyrical genius.
There's just something so simple and like beautiful about her lyrics usually. I don't know, but.
Well, they said Taylor Swift fan club, obviously, but it's fine.
It's fine.
I mean, it's okay. I think everyone is. Other exciting entertainment news. American Idol just got their new announcement or their release date for the new premiere. And it's going to be in March.
No way.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see it come back. We got Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, Lionel Richie.
Whoa. Okay, fun.
And it'll be on ABC, which is interesting.
None of the OGs, though.
I know, none of the OGs. And also not the OG network.
Yeah.
And so so they're switching over to ABC, not Fox.
Wow.
So I think it'll be very interesting. I'm sure it's still going to be great. I just hope it's not like cheesy or they don't try to do anything too different. I think sometimes people try to come back with like this whole new thing.
Right.
But I don't know. I'm a huge American Idol fan.
It'll be trying to find a good balance of old and new, I feel like.
Yeah. For me, I literally was psycho. I would vote nonstop when I was younger. Yeah, I was literally psycho.
You know what? I would too. I would sit there on my home phone and call.
Do you remember any of them? Because I was like Fantasia. I love Fantasia. Who else was
Did you like Kelly Pickler? I loved her.
I didn't love Kelly Pickler, but I'm like blanking on. Like, I would like Colton Dixon, such a random person.
Oh.
Do you remember him at all? I was obsessed with him. Okay. Ruben, I was obsessed
Adam.
With like I wasn't obsessed with Adam Lambert,
okay,
but I like
his faves,
yeah, we huh? did have different faves.
That's so interesting.
But I loved American Idol. I honestly
like, and Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, just everyone
is
just,
amazing.
They're all just I just love them.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss the judges though. I mean, I think the new judges are amazing.
Yeah,
it's just gonna be definitely different without Paula, Simon.
But that was Randy. So long ago. Like, we all know that Caitlin really hasn't watched in a while because we just caught you.
Okay,
you know what? It's fine. Exposed. I don't think Paula Abdul has been on American Idol since I was in sixth grade.
Okay, but that was the last time I watched
it. Was like Jennifer Lopez was the old judge.
Oh right,
Keith Urban.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about all.
They were good. I liked them a lot actually.
Why do I only think about American Idol with those
Paula Simon? Everyone three. Does, and I'm like, you guys are hashtag fake fans.
I'm exposed. It's fine.
It's fine. You
but
exposed me
excited.
On something last time, but I don't remember what it was.
I don't know. I expose you every day on something.
Oh, that's sweet.
Okay.
What are your, like, going into the rest of this week? I set this challenge, and I've already told you about it, but I'm like, we could share it with everyone. And
yeah, I really, really like
share
it.
Them. Basically, going for the whole month of November, you are supposed to write down 3 things a day that you're grateful for.
Yes.
I have honestly fallen off my bandwagon. I'm mad at myself for it. I want to know why it's, like, so hard to stick
with
something. Like, I said, I'm going to do this. I told everyone to do it with me. And everyone's like, yes, hold me accountable. Yet none of us, we did it the first few days, and then none of us do it after.
Yeah.
Like, why is it so hard? I don't understand.
Not that
task isn't hard. I just mean, like, why is it so hard to set a goal and then actually follow through with it?
Well, really, that actually stumps me a lot, and I think about that. And I don't know if it's because I'm indecisive or if people are just stuck in their ways of life.
Or, like, am I just lazy? Like, it's literally pure laziness.
Right.
Like, for me to try to even make up an excuse, it's like all I have to do instead of scrolling through my Instagram before I go to bed is go into my notes and write three things
you're grateful for.
It's like I'm just lazy, but I'm not thinking about it because you get so wrapped up in everything else.
I think you get so pumped about the idea to start with, and then as life goes on, then you kind of lose that initial spark motivation. The initial spark, initial motivation. I mean, that's what happened with me going vegan for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
At first, I was like preaching to everyone about... I don't know.
Why don't we try to do this in weeks, okay?
I think that's good.
Let's do weeks. So why don't you set a goal for... What, do you have a goal that you want to do this week, or you want to stick with the 3?
You know what? I do have a goal this week.
All right, let's hear it.
My goal is to clean my room.
Okay.
And to keep it clean, feel good about that. Can I have 2 goals?
Yeah, let's hear it.
And to work out 3 times this week.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah.
That's perfect. So when we come back next week, I'm checking back in with you on that.
Yeah, so you're going to come over to my house.
Yeah, so I'll come over to your house, see your room. Yes. And then you need to do you have any idea what you, just the gym or spin?
Anything. Just, yeah, I would love to do a spin class.
Maybe a nice exercise class.
Yes.
Okay, so 3 workouts and a clean room.
Yeah. Yes.
I'll jump on the clean room with you. I really will.
Cool.
Because I heard that, like, the way that your room looks represents you as a person.
Oh my gosh, you told me that and that stuck in my brain.
I know.
And it's so true.
I know. And, like, even just cleaning, I was listening to this other podcast and these girls are like, it's so sexy when a guy is clean. And I'm like, oh God.
And you're like,
I'm like, oh good God. But literally, like, my car's a wreck.
It's so sexy when a guy sleeps in a pizza.
You know, But literally, it's like, oh my God, I'm so messy. And it's so hard to not be messy. But I think it's another thing. It's like, we're lazy. Like, instead of just, you throw something on the ground because it's easy.
Right.
Instead of leaving. You know what I did when the daylight savings switched over?
Yeah.
I, like, got up an extra few minutes early and I like cleaned before I had to go to work, and it was the best feeling ever.
That's kind of amazing.
I like left my room and I was like, wow, it's clean.
Like, I feel happy here.
Yeah. So I know. We both just took a really sad sigh because this is a very like serious issue, but it's okay. It we'll work on it. We set the goal.
Mm-hmm.
So clean room by next week.
I mean, my room's hygienic.
Yeah. It's not that. It's just messy.
It's just messy.
Yeah. Mine is too. That's the thing. But so is my car. So we're going to do that.
Yeah.
Deal?
Yes.
Okay, and looping back to the original challenge that we set, the 3 things that you're grateful for, do you have 3 things you'd want to share right now?
Off the cuff?
Yeah.
I definitely do. 1, I'm grateful for my family. I know that's super generic, but just got off the phone with my mom, and she always just puts me in a good mood and reminds
relatable.
Me that I'm loved. And 2, grateful for being able to pursue my passions. Like, right now.
True.
We get to talk on a podcast. Like, how awesome is that?
True that.
Lucky. And 3, I'm grateful for the fact that I want to challenge myself to be better. And does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. I was going to use that as one of mine, too. Like, even
like
the fact,
that.
Like, sitting here, setting a goal.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many kids our age that don't even do that.
They don't care enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Or even say, like, a challenge to say that you're grateful for something. At least we know that we have things to be grateful for.
Exactly.
Like, so I'm grateful for that. I think that's my first one.
Wow.
Is like that was very intelligent what I just said.
Right.
And now if I try to use a word for it, I will ruin it. But I don't, like, do you know, like, in touch or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel very, like,
grateful, I'm grateful that you're in touch yes. with yourself.
Yes.
In the sense that you want to
Yeah, we can just stop growing. There before I we think... keep we keep making ourselves I seem less and less wanna... smart. But
I think that you want to keep growing.
Yeah, no, that. So I feel grateful for that. I as well am extremely grateful for my family, as always. Mm-hmm. I'm also grateful for animals. Which is a weird thing, but I was editing these photos of my sister's dog that she just got, and I, like, really just love dogs so much, and they make me genuinely so happy. It is, like, really sad.
Hurts your heart.
Yeah, like, and my mom sent me a picture. As I was editing, my mom sent me a picture of my dog, and I'm just like, get me home. I need my dog so bad. So
I still want to those are my dogs. Things
I'm grateful for. All right, when we come back next week, you're going to have a clean room. You're going to have worked out three times. I'm going to have how many? 7 times. I'm going to have 21 things I'm grateful for. I won't share them all.
Wow.
But that's 7 days from now. Three things every day. I'll share, like, the best ones.
Okay.
If you want to jump on this with us, please do the whole month of November. Three things you're grateful for. It's so simple and it's so easy to get caught up in everything else. Like, the fact that Kim Kardashian has too much money from her app, you know, but really that stuff doesn't actually matter.
It doesn't actually matter.
So that's okay. Like the fact that Taylor Swift doesn't do anything, it doesn't matter. Yeah, you know, it's fine. Thank you so much for listening to the pizza party. Caitlin and I have a box of pizza to finish. So
great time.
Let's get out of here.
Let's eat this.
Bye.